In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you heard the scripture today from the book of Luke in chapter 6, and this is a very, very important chapter because we learn something very difficult for all of us, a lesson and a commandment that many of us cannot really do because of our humanity, maybe, or weak humanity, I should say. It says in the scripture today, but I say to you who hear. And when you hear that, it means it is for every one of us here today sitting in the church, because you are hearing the scripture. You are not reading it. So you hear what God has to say. And God said, love your enemies. That's very difficult if I ask anyone to do. How can I love my enemies? And who are my enemies? You don't have to go that far and do some research to find out who your enemies are. God already defined the enemies for us. He says, those who hate you, anyone who hates you will be an enemy. But sometimes we think they hate us. So it comes from both sides. They could really truthfully from their heart hate you, or hate to see you or hear your voice, or hate to even hear about you. But sometimes the truth is they had nothing to do with that. Your feeling is the feeling of hatred. You feel that that person does not like you at all. You feel that that person does not even accept you, which is not true. That's where it is a very difficult commandment. It needs wisdom to find out how can I decide and discern between the real hatred or the hatred that is in my own heart, and I imagine it is coming from somebody else. Also, God said, those who curse you, you would expect many people who will not be willing to go along with you. The minute they are away from you, they start gossip about you and talk about you. They will not accept to hear the teaching of love from God Himself. It is very difficult because their nature is not the nature of love. So directly, the minute they are away or taking the chance they are speaking with someone against you, they bring up all what they have in their heart. All complete hatred that comes from the inside. Also said, those who spitefully use you, exploit you, make use of you, take advantage of you, those are your enemies. Because they are not doing anything for your benefit. They are not helping you for your personal welfare or humanity or spiritual life. We must extend our hand to reach for those people. We must open our heart to find out how can I show the love. So how can I start? The way to start, I start by myself. To start loving an enemy, I must start from within. It could be inside that I don't have the love to everyone. It could be inside my heart that I see everybody to be mistaken. I am the only one who is right. I am the only one who is in control. I am the only one who can do the right things and manage the right things. The truth is you are not. But if you open your heart to see what others are doing and are saying, maybe there is something you are missing. Maybe God give you the chance to hear the others so you can benefit and you can change. How long will you live on earth? How long? 100, 120 maximum? Then what? We'll be dust, and whatever we did will go in vain. What will go with us is your good deeds, your love. And think about this, for example, take it from the family side. If you look at what God said about the family, the husband and the wife become one. They are no longer two, they are one. Think about it for a minute and seriously, take it into serious thought here. Would you hate your other half if the two of us are one? Think about half is you and half is your wife. Would you hate the other half? Remember that that other half is you. It is still part of you. You cannot. Think about your children. Your children came out of you. They are part of you. Will you hate part of you? So if you wish to love your enemies, you must start from within. I start by loving myself, meaning not greedy or selfish, but loving my wife, loving my children, loving my church, and loving everybody I work with and I see every day and every time. Do not hold yourself from that love, because if you do, you will never be able to have peace in your heart. You will never let the Holy Spirit work in your heart. Remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul said, they are love, joy, and peace. You will never find the joy and peace if you don't have the first one, which is love. And if you start by loving all of those whom you think they are against you or hate you, those who spitefully use you, they are no longer your enemies. I know it could be difficult, but there is something very important that can help us to make it easy. Pray for them. Pray for them. Does that mean I will go and mingle with those who are sinful and against God or against the church? Remember what God said, through St. Paul. Bad company corrupts good habits. Bad company corrupts good habits. In Arabic, as you know, المعاشرات الرضية تفسد الأخلاق الجيدة. So it doesn't mean we mingle with the sinful and go with the wicked and say, let's do it, because I want to show my love to the enemies. That's not right. I never meant it this way. But those around you, like here in the church or at work or someone at home, and you feel they hate you, open your heart and start to look at them not as being an enemy, but being a friend, being a family member whom you should love. Remember in the first psalm, what does it say? Blessed are those who do what? Think about this, they do not walk with the wicked or those sinful people. And if you think about the commandment, how would they know if they are wicked or they are bad people? I must judge and make sure they are not of that type. If they are of that type, I will stay away from them. And if I stay away from them, God will bless. So please use wisdom in applying the commandment. So we must look at how can we apply it and how can we do it in great wisdom, in great love. And when you go the distance, you get the blessing, because God said, sinners do the same. What would be the difference between us, God's children, and the sinners? He said, even sinners love those who love them. But for you to go the distance, loving someone whom you feel he does not love you, you have broken a big barrier. You have received the blessing of applying the commandment. What else? How can I do it? You lend. If you lend to those whom you hope not to receive anything back. So you lend, you give, you reach out and touch someone with your love and your understanding and your wisdom. Lend and give and do not expect anything to come back to you. Because if you expect to get anything back, if you expect to get the love back, for example, you have not done anything more than the sinners. But if you wish to be like God, you have to go that distance and be merciful to others. Stop gossiping about people. Stop judging them. We are human beings. Being a human being, it means I am all weakness. And if I am not weak and sinful, God will not have come to save me. What for? I am a good person. But being a human being, meaning I am weak and I am sinful, it means God, out of His great love and mercy, He came to save me. Why not we do the same to each other? We should do the same to each other. Please, I want to make myself clear. I do not mix between those who can take you away from the church because of their sinful acts. We stay strong and we can differentiate between what is good and what is bad. And that's why God commanded us that we should not judge and we should not condemn. Because He will judge us and He will condemn us When we judge or condemn someone who is like us, who is weak in his values, in his understandings, not in his sin, not in his sin. The sin, we leave it to him, between him and his father of confession. Thank God that he gives us the means of salvation. He gives us confession to come forward and receive the absolution and become a new person. Without confession, we are still living in our sins. Is there any reward if I love my enemies? Please listen to this amazing description. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. That's an amazing description. What does it mean? Imagine that you have a glass of fluid that can really overflow. The minute you shake it, it will fill up the whole cup and it will overflow. And when it overflows, it can fill many other cups. So you have so many. You'll be giving to others. God will give you more than what you need. Because of this shaking and it will overflow, it will fill your heart and the hearts of many if you apply the commandment by loving your enemies, those whom I defined at the beginning. If you do that and you receive the blessing, God will always be watching over you, because for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Meaning, how much love would you give to your enemies? Little or more? The more you give, the more blessing you receive. The little you give, the less blessings that you receive. I wish and pray that today, as a new day, when we hear any sermon, as God said, those who hear, so if you hear it and you know that it is true because it is coming from God, let's apply it and tell yourself what Samuel, the prophet, said, "Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening." Meaning, I listen, I understand, I obey, and I follow. Time is now, because we don't know how long will we live. If you are alive, you have the chance to do all things. You have the chance to repent. You have the chance to show your love. You have the chance to share your love with your family, with your children, with your church. What keeps you from doing it? And then, how would you answer God and give an account of what love you have in your heart that you did not share with everybody? What are you keeping it for? Why are you holding it back? Please give and show the love, because without it, we will not be able to meet God, because God is love. And glory be to God, now and forever and ever. Amen.